Tag, ich bin Miku und ich darf euch heute bei Hört Hört nochmal einen Podcast empfehlen. Ich habe vor einigen Folgen schon die eine oder andere Empfehlung losgetreten. Die Folge heißt deswegen passenderweise Miku kann sich nicht entscheiden. Diesmal habe ich mich entschieden. Und zwar für einen Podcast, der schon ein paar Jahre alt ist. Also ich glaube, der hat 2015 oder 16 angefangen. Und dieser Podcast ist deswegen so besonders, weil er ganz viel erzählt mit ganz wenig Mitteln. Also irgendwie, wenn man Podcasts produziert, dann redet man ja viel drüber, wie kann man so Geschichten gestalten und was braucht man alles irgendwie, um eine Geschichte eindrücklich zu erzählen und wie viel Musik und Gedöns und Atmosphäre und der Podcast, den ich heute vorstelle, der lebt von ganz wenig, nämlich nur einer erzählenden Stimme.
6 years ago, I gave birth to my first and only child, a boy.
Und einem Kind, das seine Geschichte so ein bisschen selbst kommentiert.
Hello, I am 38, I'm 29 and I really love you.
When he was 2 years old, my son began insisting on wearing only pink clothes, preferably ones with lots of sparkles and ruffles on them.
She just is so pretty. She really loves me. She really loves me.
When he turned 3, he begged me to buy him some dresses and let him grow his hair long.
Der Podcast heißt How to Be a Girl und ist ein anonym verfasster Podcast, der einst, meine ich, sogar für den Peabody nominiert war, also tatsächlich fast einen Journalistenpreis bekommen hätte. Und meiner Meinung nach völlig zu Recht. Er erzählt eben die sehr bewegende Geschichte einer Mutter, deren kleines Kind selbst feststellt, und zwar, ich glaube, unter 4 Jahren, also mit 3, 4, 5, sich immer wieder äußert, es sei im falschen Körper geboren, es sei eigentlich, es hätte eigentlich das ein anderes Geschlecht. Und dieser Podcast erzählt eben so ganz in Ruhe und sehr nachdenklich und sehr melancholisch, aber eben auch sehr offen und sehr ehrlich davon, wie es sozusagen der Mutter ergeht, die erstmal das Kind eben beobachtet dabei, wie es sozusagen so sein Verhalten nicht verändert, sondern welche Verhaltensmuster irgendwie stärker werden, welche werden schwächer. Die Mutter, die eben besorgt ist, die sich beraten lässt, die auf der Suche ist nach Hilfe und die es ganz schwer hat, eben einen Ansprechpartner zu finden. Und die es auch schwer hat, für sich selbst da einen Weg mitzufinden. Also die aber trotzdem eben niemals aufgibt und ganz offen und ehrlich ihre eigenen Gedanken und Gefühle sehr aktuell immer aufgezeichnet hat. Und das ist eben deswegen so stark, weil man eigentlich nur die Mutter hat und das Kind, das hin und wieder mal ein Gespräch mit ihr führt und das war's schon, aber das bewegt ganz viel in einem und eigentlich kann ich kaum mehr dazu sagen als das.
So her dress comes off.
But kind of hard, it would hurt. That one's a fairy and that one's a princess.
Why is she a fairy and she's a princess?
Because fairies are magic and princesses don't. That's the difference. And also, they can't fly and they can. Fairies fly and princesses walk.
And then one day, in a conversation that I kind of knew was coming, but it still knocked the wind out of me, my child told me that he was actually a girl, not a boy. He looked me in the eyes and told me something had gone wrong in my tummy that made him come out as a boy instead of a girl. He wanted me to put him back. He begged me to put him back, to fix this mistake. He was 3 years old. I spent the following year resisting, trying to present alternatives. I told my child over and over again that he could continue to be a boy and play with all the Barbies he wanted and wear whatever he liked, dresses, skirts, all the sparkles money could buy. But my child said no, absolutely not. She was a girl. What are your favorite things to play with?
My princess things.
Your princess things? Why do you like princesses so much?
I just kind of do.
Do you think it's okay for boys to like princesses?
But I'm a girl.
After 12 long months of making both myself and my child miserable, I finally let my little boy go.
Goodbye. Hello! Now let's do it. Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
We switched to female pronouns and told our family and friends that she was a girl now. She wanted a new name, a girl name.
How did it go?
At first, she picked Rainbow. I was relieved when she changed her mind and named herself after her aunt. So now I have a girl.
Talk about princesses.
A daughter.
Actually, I need to hear about how spaceships fly.
A really happy daughter. I adore my daughter. But sometimes, I look at photos of my baby boy, and I miss him so much. This probably sounds crazy, but sometimes I wonder where he is. It's like he was a dream I had one night. And then morning came, and I woke up, and he was gone. And now there's this little girl in his place, telling me that the boy was just a dream, just someone I imagined. As far as she is concerned, there never was a boy.
Could you explain that to me one more time? What's the difference between you and Hallie?
She's a vagina and I'm a penis. I'm a girl with a penis and she's a girl with a vagina.
You're a girl with a penis and she's a girl with a vagina?
Yes.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday.
What day is today?
Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve.
We're pretty excited at my house. We have a lot of good news.
So, who is coming tonight?
And a lot we're looking forward to.
Santa!
The biggest and best news...
Hi, Grandma.
Hi, honey.
...is that my mom has pulled off a miracle.
Oh, I'm so glad you called me. I was wanting to talk to you.
With her doctor's help...
We're gonna make animals out of marzipan.
...she's kicked her pancreatic cancer into remission.
What a fun project.
Yeah.
I love it.
Earlier this year, I didn't think she'd make it till Christmas.
No, but I talked to him, and I told him most of the...
And there's another piece of great news.
Can you tell him the news?
I'll let my daughter tell you this one.
So my mom is getting married.
I'm really, really happy.
And...
I'm really excited.
He's really nice.
We all are.
There's going to be a wedding. I get to be the flower girl.
But it's going to be a big change.
And he's from Great Britain. He's just the dustbin instead of the trash can.
At the end of the school year...
And he's just washing up.
We'll be moving in with my fiancé.
When he needs to do the dishes, it's really funny.
He lives outside the city, where we don't know anyone.
Yeah.
How do you feel about going to a new school?
We have no idea what the new neighbors might think of my daughter being transgender.
I'm a little nervous.
Or the teachers, or the other parents at the new school.
But I'll deal with it when it happens.
We don't even know if we'll tell them. Do you have any concerns? When you're a trans kid, a new town and a new school...
I mean...
...can be really scary.
I'm not gonna know anyone.
And it can also be a fresh start. A clean slate.
But I'm good at making friends.
A chance to be just another kid.
All right, one last question. Literally. So... Almost half your life ago, when you were 6 years old, I did an interview with you. You're my first sit-down interview with you, where the whole podcast was just me interviewing you. And I asked you, when you were 6 years old, in that interview, to give advice for other transgender people. And I was wondering, now here you are, 11, almost 11 years old, what your advice would be.
Just like how I feel. I know that being transgender is probably a big part of your life, if you are. So my advice to you is, although, of course, you must take the precautions that you feel are necessary to keep private or to tell the world, it's just a part of you. It's not all of you. It's not who you are. It's just part of who you are.
And it's a good part.
It's a wonderful part.
Und wenn ihr neugierig darauf geworden seid, dann verlinken wir euch natürlich How to be a Girl in den Shownotes. Ich finde es, wie gesagt, nach wie vor eine sehr bewegende Geschichte. Und ich wünsche euch ganz viel Freude dabei.
Do you have any advice for kids who are transgender?
Like, well, if somebody keeps saying no, you're a girl, or no, you're a boy, don't give up. Just keep on convincing them. You don't give up on being transgender.
This little girl, she was made to sing.